This is St. Louis Public Radio. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch is leaving its longtime headquarters. The newspaper announced plans this week to move from its location on North Tucker Avenue to a smaller spot about a block away on North 10th Street. Tim O'Neill retired a couple of years ago after more than three decades at the Post-Dispatch. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt spoke with O'Neill about his memories of the building, the state of journalism, and the trend of big city papers moving into smaller spaces.
The Kansas City Star sold its building. The LA Times, of all people, sold its building in what I always thought was the best newspaper location in the world, because it had the federal courthouse, the city hall, and the county court right there in the four corners. So it's not like this hasn't happened before in the last few years.
Why do you think it's essential for a newspaper to have a downtown location?
The downtown is still the center of the urban area. The Arch is there. The ballpark is there. The hockey team is there. I think the St. Louis Post-Dispatch should be in the heart of things.
You mentioned the LA Times and some other papers. So obviously this is a trend in the industry. A disturbing trend in your view?
I guess it's a sad trend because it is an effect of what's happened to newspapers across the country. When you're looking at the revenue model for a newspaper, the bottom is out of the tub compared to 30, 40 years ago, or even 25 years ago, when down at the Post we thought it would never end.
What are some of the memories you have in that building during your career? Major events happening while you were there, or something else stick out in your mind?
One thing I remember clearly, other than just the mayhem of working in a news department, is when the presses on the first floor still ran. When I would work night shift and the first edition would start running about 10:15 p.m., you could feel it five floors up. And I always thought there was a purity to that, in that I go in the morning and I'm working on stories and we all work on what we're trying to put into the daily report, and then there's a conclusion to it known as the floor is shaking a little bit. That's one of my fond memories, because I always liked the daily conclusion.
Was there an election night or some other news event while you were in there that sticks in your mind as you reflect?
Well, there was the night of the millennium when we were all standing around wondering what was going on, and it was midnight, and I picked up the phone and I said, well, there's a dial tone. The 2000 election, you know, when it was Bush and then maybe Nod and all that, that was pretty crazy. The municipal elections in St. Louis, the ones in April, when all the dog catchers in the small suburbs are elected, until about 10 or so years ago, when a lot of the county election results were in paper, those were really crazy busy days, and we all had to be there, even if we each did about 15 minutes of work just transferring numbers from Bella Villa and Wilbur Park and Champ. The St. Louis County Election Board now is purely electronic, and it's all on the website. So election nights aren't as frantic as they used to be.
Those were fun nights, though, for somebody in the news business.
They were great. After all the noise and nonsense about an election, now it's finally the ball game, and it's the scores. So we had to put all that together.
Getting back to the trend of newspapers moving into smaller locations, mm-hmm. and in this era of newsroom downsizing, do you get concerned or worried about the future of journalism?
I'm not worried about journalism as a craft. When I would look at old clippings and see bylines of long deceased people, and I could see the quality of their work, I knew enough about journalism and newspaper articles to know what it took to get that together. And I know nowadays people in journalism still believe in it and are as good as those people. So I'm not worried about the journalism end. I mean, I'm worried about how these folks are going to feed their kids. That's the issue.